Kevin Ball joins us right now in the Hot Stove Lounge. 6-year contract extension. Congratulations. How does today feel with that new contract under your belt?
It feels good. And I remember I was telling somebody, I was like, you know, we obviously don't have a contract or anything. And you're just looking back on the season and you're just like thinking about how much you enjoy playing and like the stuff on the road, hanging out with the guys. And it's just like, holy crap, I already miss it. Like, I've only been out for what, a month yeah. and a half now? Whatever it is, 2 months. And just thinking about that is, yeah.
You signed for 6 years. That's a big commitment that you just made to the city of Calgary and to the Flames organization. You talked over there about the culture. You talked over there about just how much you like being in the city, how much you like being with this organization. Can you kind of expand on that and why signing for a long-term extension made so much sense for you?
Yeah, I think, again, I bring it back to, like, the community and stuff, you know. If it was, I was living in Marteloup last year, and it's just, you know, just the little connections, little text messages you get, little kind of help here and there from people, and then...
You a big construction guy or what?
No.
You're happy to be out of Marteloup now?
Moved out of there. But even now, like, we moved into another place, and, you know, our neighbor's great. Shout out Mandeep. He's, you know, he's always texting me. He's, he's awesome. He's... You know, I forgot to put my garbage because we had the newborn, and he ran out and dead. He's like, I got it for you. Don't worry. And I'm like,
that's awesome.
You know, just stuff like that. And he's just, I don't know. I think that's a huge thing for me and my family. Yeah.
Is you talk about setting up roots here as well. Like, I was a little surprised when Kels came in and said, yeah, he's coming down to the Saddle Dome. And so Calgary is kind of where you're setting up the home base as well. What went into that decision? Newborn, family, all that type of stuff. Tell us about that decision.
Like you're saying, what do you mean by that? Like just hanging around here?
Hanging around here and kind of making Calgary a little bit of a summer base as well.
Like, did you see Calgary much last summer?
I know. Like, I was here for the last, like, 2 weeks or month-ish before it got cold, so it was, like, it was nice. I remember just learning how the sun is just different here. Like,
yes.
It's always. Like a, yeah, it's like an infrared burner. Like, I think we were golfing. It was, like, 6 degrees in the morning and end off at, like, 10 or 13, and I went home and I was, like, I think I burned. I was like, what the heck?
Hey, you can burn in the wintertime. Yeah. Yeah. So the idea to stick around Calgary in the summer, what went into that?
I mean, it's, you know, it's, I didn't know how beautiful it was. That was first off. Like, we ripped to Banff all the time. And then, you know, setting up base for the newborn, too. But then now it's like you got those connections and you're just, you know, always talking to people or texting people. And, like, so, yeah, that's part of it, too, is just, again, community. And then newborn, obviously, you want to be set up for the season and be ready to roll.
How big a deal is it to have that type of security and know that, hey, you've got a 6-year guaranteed contract here? Like, first time it's ever been like that for you. What does that security feel like to have that now in your back pocket?
Obviously have to be grateful for that, but you know, with what comes with it too is a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of hunger. Like, you know, I gotta jump in now and even expand further on my game, which I'm excited about, and, you know, take some of that money and invest it in myself, if that's nutrition or, you know, working with like another on-ice coach, trying to expand my game in different ways. How can I add an extra 3 or 4 points here? How can I get a couple 10, 20 more shots through? How can I get, how can I make a couple more breakout passes per game, 3 or 4 clean exits? You know, how does that help me for whatever stats you guys find out there? Right?
Yeah.
So just stuff like that. And then, you know, they have such a excellent program here. So just training with the guys in Calgary, Wolfie's there, Kirky, Lombo pokes his head in a couple of those guys. So, yeah.
I you hear a lot of guys talk after signing a contract, and you don't usually hear about, like, embracing the pressure that goes along with signing that. So that's kind of your mindset, is that, hey, there's more expectation now, but you got to embrace that and really lean into it, hey?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, just try to elevate, like, even more on last year, right? So it's definitely a different feeling. Than when I signed the last year, last contract, right? But then now it's like, how do I invest? How do I keep on improving? You know, I don't, it's not like just sign the deal and just hang out and whatever, you know, I got to find ways to improve. Whatever it is, nutrition, on-ice coach, whatever.
We're chatting with Kevin Ball, signs a 6-year contract extension with the Calgary Flames, joining us here in the Hot Stove Lounge. It's Pat and Matty along with you here.
You mentioned that you miss kind of being with the guys already, and you're just basically a month out of the season. Who are some of the guys that kind of set that culture that you really like to be around, maybe off the ice, that, you know, as a younger guy and starting to build that culture with this team, guys that you see kind of being your boys for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, when it comes to whatever it is, just, you know, card table, going up for dinner, stuff like that, you know, just being around the dressing room, you know, guys throwing around the chirps, whatever, on the ice, you know, me shooting a puck at a guy's skate or whatever, just kind of, you know, me and Maddie sometimes. Yeah, stuff like that, you know, and then you get home and you're just sitting on the couch and you're like, I feel like I should be doing something right now.
You played your last game of the season with Zane Parekh beside you. What was that like?
It was cool. It was, you know, it was watching him and he's just flying around, and I told him, I'm like, every time we're on the ice, just jump up, just sprint up there, just, you know, do your thing. Don't worry about anything else. Just, you know, play your game as you would have before. Don't try to change anything right now. You know, you got here for a reason.
What'd you say to him after he got that first goal on a tip in the high slot?
No, just congratulations, right?
Watch out for Coleman.
Yeah. Watch out for Colsey. I don't know. Colsey should watch out for him.
Yeah. Right over. What's it like having Dustin Wolf behind you?
I mean, he's a stud, right? Like, you can that extra shot sometimes that's getting by, and you're just like, all right, we got him behind us between the pipes, so we're good. Yeah, he's unreal.
I'm curious as to what it's like, because I know how important communication is when you're out on the ice. What's it like? Like, does Wolf talk a lot to you guys? Can you hear him a lot out there? What's that like with him?
Yeah,
he's kind of stoic.
Yeah, he is, but, you know, he talks a lot, I find, you know. Like, you're going back for a puck, or there's a guy in front, he's shouting there, and then especially when he gets fired up, you know, we're coming down to the stretch there, we got to win games. Like, he's starting to get more fired up. He's starting to be a bit more vocal, too, and he's good, man. He carries himself with just that, you know, level of confidence you only see in so many guys. So he's, yeah, if you know what I mean by that. I don't know if you know what I mean by that. Some of the guys just have that, and there's no shaking it at all.
There's a little bit of a swagger, an aura when they just kind of get onto the ice that you just can't shake it.
Yeah, like he's got that aura. He could just look right through you. It doesn't matter what's being said or whatever.
Want to go back. Matt asked you about Zane Parekh, and so in L.A., watching you and Zane play on that pairing, and as the game's going on, somebody messaged me on social media and just said, hey, here's a little-known fact, and I went and looked it up and fact-checked it. So that was the first time in NHL history that that two players with South Asian heritage played on the same team together, let alone on the same pairing together.
Yeah.
I just, how much pride do you take in you had Zane beside you, but just you personally being able to open some more doors of people of different heritages, South Asian heritage? Just how much pride do you take in that?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's something I carry on my shoulders, right? Like, I got a big family back in Ontario, and they're always, you know, following or whatever. Like, a couple of years ago, I used to go play ball hockey, and you just have this whole community now watching you and just backing you and stuff. So it's cool for me, and it's definitely got to be cool for him, because that's almost like a whole nother community and a whole nother community to add to the hockey culture, right? So I just told him, I'm like, next time I'm in Ontario, you're invited to the cookout.
That's awesome. It does. I mean, Calgary's got a massive growing South Asian community as well, and so many new hockey fans. Are you seeing the inroads being made in terms of new hockey fans and bringing more people into the game?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely ice hockey. I'd say right now, like, well, this is a couple of years ago, but ball hockey is a big one for South Asian descent. Like, I used to go play ball hockey with, you know, it's my uncle and like a couple of his buddies and stuff. And just seeing that kind of community come up, and like, now they're all following hockey, and like, that's kind of the best way to do it, you know, especially if people are at a certain age, you know? So, it's really fun. I used to always come out and they'd always be trying their hardest against me and trying to do whatever. And I'm like, no, a couple more years of practice, maybe, but
that's awesome. And you and Zane, it seems like it could be a really nice fit going forward, the way he plays, the strengths that you have, that there could be something there. Do you see that down the road?
Yeah, no, for sure. Possibly. I mean, he's just, like, just watching his game that first game, and then even watching how he practices, he's always on the attack, you know. He's always on the attack, so it could be good. You know, I can hang out a bit more defensively, and just he can just, you know, run wild pretty much, and just, you know, be on the attack, always, you know, trying to carry the load. And he's such a good puck mover, and he's always jumping up. His conditioning looked really good, so yeah.
I'm curious about a couple of the coaches and how they've helped you. Like, Ryan Huska, before he was a head coach, he did a lot of work with defensemen. Trent Cole comes up and does a lot of work with the defensemen as well. How have those guys kind of impacted your game in a short time?
Yeah, they were they were good. I mean, it's instilling confidence. Like Husk, at the start of the year, he's like, we want to try you here. We think you could be a good fit with Rass. You know, he's offensive. He wants to hop up. He wants to do his thing. So, you know, and yeah, it was good. Just, you know, giving me that role right on and, you know, letting me, you know, build confidence in that role. So, yeah, it's awesome, like the way they can build confidence. And then, yeah, Cully is he's great. Like the job he did on the PK and coming in and helping out and, you know, again, instilling confidence in guys that way and, you know, teaching us different little things, I thought really helped us. I thought I saw a stat at the end of the year on the PK too. Like we were one of the top.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
3-5. So that's exciting too, is just knowing that we can, you know, you get to that spot where you're like, what are we doing? Like, you know, maybe it's system, maybe it's personnel, what is it? And then, yeah, you know, he's able to kind of switch it around and, like, we were looking good. You just build confidence to that too. You're like, okay, PK, whatever. Like, we killed like 19, 20 in a row down the stretch, something crazy. So just seeing that and then, yeah.
That's awesome. Obviously something you take pride in. Like, I know a lot of offensive guys getting on the power play and making sure that's clicking. But for you, it's kind of the other side of it, right?
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah, for sure. Like, guys like, you know, Hubie or Kadri, like, they're building off the power play sometimes. But a guy like me, it's like, we killed 19 in a row, you know, like you can
hang your hat on different things, right?
Yeah, for sure. Like that's my gravy right there. And then their gravy is like, you know, you get to put a power play goal in to win the game or an OT win or whatever it is. So, yeah.
A few more with Kevin Ball, then we'll let you go. 6-year contract extension. So it was just over a year ago that you get traded here to Calgary. And if I were to tell you then, and I remember talking to you on the phone that day and your head was kind of still spinning with everything that was going down. If I were to tell you on the phone that day, hey, by the way, I bet you're signing a 6-year extension a year later. What would you have said last summer?
Not on my mind. I gotta show up here and I gotta compete and play the way I can. And I think there's, you know, a lot more that I haven't even brought to the table yet. So I'm exciting. You know, the summer is where you're getting into the lab, you're getting into the gym. How can we improve here? Okay, on ice, you know, how can we improve on, you know, picking up a crappy puck off the boards on a breakout and making a pass, or getting your head up an extra half second quicker and puck under control and making a quick play. So summer's exciting because, you know, in my opinion anyways, that's where you're making those big jumps. It's not, you know, sure, you can make little jumps during the season, but if you go off season, you're not working out properly, not on the ice properly, you're just going to regress or just stay stagnant. So I'm, every year I'm excited, you know, it's like, okay, off season, but it's like, oh, we gotta start working now. So
how grateful are you to the Flames and the opportunity that kind of was you get acquired and next thing you know, you get the opportunity to play top pair minutes all year long. And now here you are a year later with the extensions. How grateful are you to the opportunity that was provided to you?
Oh, no, I'm again, extremely, extremely grateful. You know, I got the opportunity to play, you know, a top two, top four role. But I, again, at the same time, like I knew what I was capable of. You know, I played less minutes in Jersey for sure, but the role I was playing there was, you know, I play 17, 18, but it was mostly 5-on-5 versus top players. And so it was, you know, I knew I could come here. And then again, off season was so important. I was so pissed off when I got injured right before camp, like a week before camp.
Yeah.
I was like, I almost started crying the one day. I was like, I can't believe this. So again, like opportunity for sure. But, you know, I had that confidence where it's like, okay, I know I can play against these guys. And then now it's like, okay, I can play against these guys. How do I even improve upon that more and, you know, really switch the pendulum in our favor even more?
How much are you skating in the off season?
Right now it's good for me to just, you know, be a bit lighter. So yeah, maybe once or twice a week. But, you know, you got to be very focused on certain aspects, right? Like you don't want to be out there for an hour and a half. You want to be out there, in my opinion anyways, like 30, 40 right now max, like even maybe 20 to 30, but it's got to be all very focused on certain aspects of your game. And, you know, biggest thing is putting back a little bit of muscle and strength, and then, yeah, just staying in shape. And then you got to slowly, you know, start transferring it to like, okay, we're on the ice for an hour, but I'm only going to be in the gym for 20 minutes. So that's a big thing for me, is maintaining that and not overworking, which, that, you know, coming into a new team was like, you're just like, holy crap, I got to be so ready. I got to be like everything. I got to be so conditioned. I got to, last year I was like skating like an hour and a half a day, and I'd go to the gym, work out for like an hour, and then that's when it happened. So, you know, none of that this year. It's very dialed in, strict, you know, So methodical, I guess, is the word to say it.
Last one for you. You that close to being in the playoffs last year. How fired up is this group for what you could accomplish this coming year?
Yeah, I think extremely fired up. You know, it's a mix of, like, you got the older guys that you just see that pain in them when you miss. Like, I remember just after that one game we were out, I think it was like game 80 or 81. Just, I remember looking at one of the other vet guys, and you could just see it just sucks the soul out of a guy like that. So just seeing that, and then, you know, the hunger and the young guys coming up too. So it's, excited for this upcoming year.
Congratulations, hey. That's awesome. 6-year extension. Congrats on that. Thanks for spending some time with us here. Really appreciate it, Kevin.
Thank you very much.